The decision by the majority of state Supreme Court justices will permit the town of Beloit to develop land it owns along the Rock River into a subdivision. Resident and Audubon member Belle Zyla was one of those who sued. She contends that taxpayer dollars should not be used to develop private single-family homes.
There still hasn't been a study done on what kind of monies can really be obtained back from this venture.
Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson agreed. She was one of two dissenting justices. She noted the town's financial gains weren't assured. So far, none of the 24 lots have been sold by the town. But the attorney for the town of Beloit successfully argued that the subdivision project would expand the tax base, create jobs, and promote orderly growth. Kenneth Forbeck says, therefore, the subdivision serves a public purpose.
What I think the court explained in their Supreme Court decision was the elasticity of the view of public purpose and how it's either progressed or regressed, depending on what side of the coin you're on, over the years.
There's still a battle over how to protect environmentally sensitive land where the homes would be built. The town of Beloit wants conservation easements. Rock County, however, wants a public park. Town officials fear opening it up for recreation will cause damage. Only a handful of local governments have developed private housing around the state, but many officials were watching the case. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.